Vatlin Talmud Torah Loitzoy Sameis. If you learn the Torah, you're allowed to stop learning to go out to the Meis, to be Malava the Meis. Or Hu Adin Ulachnosis Kala. To Malava the Kala, Rashi says, Mi Beisavila Beisaposoy. When it takes the Kala from a father's house to the Chuppah, you're allowed to go outside and walk with her. Omru Olav Rabbi Yehuda Bariloi. Shoy Mavato Talmud Torah Loitzoy Sameis. He also used to stop learning. When he used to see a Levayer outside, they're carrying a mace to the Kfura, he would go outside to be Malav of the mace, Ulachnos his Kala. And also he would stop to be Machnisa, to walk with the Kala to the Chuppah. Now, the Medavon Ramur, when was this said? Beshein Shom Kol Tzorkei. If the mace doesn't have enough people following him by the Levayer, then you're supposed to stop your learning and go to the Levayer. Av Yesh Shom Kol Tzorkei, let's say there's a big Levayer there, they have enough people following the mace. Then the locher is ein mevatlin. You're not supposed to stop your learning Torah. Rather, since there's enough people there by the Levayah already, you can keep on learning Torah. The Kama Kot Sokir, what's cool? You have enough people there that you should not stop. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inoyi Mishmei Derav Tresei Alpha Gavri. You should have 12,000 people there. Veshisa Alpha Shipurei. And 6,000 people that blow the trumpets. That is to make a big curl, a big rock for Levayah. That's cool to have enough people. If you have to get together, it's 18,000 people, then you can sit and learn Torah. For Yamala, some say, no, you don't need so much. Trace to Alfi Gavri, together has to be 12,000 people. Uminayo Shis Alfi Shipure. And amongst those 12,000 is 6,000 people that blow the trumpets. Kiss if there's 12,000 people there, then you can sit home and learn Torah. Ula Rama Ula said, how much people do you have to be there? To go in the Chaitzi Gavri Me'avulo Atzichra. If you have a row of people making a row from the town Avula until the town of Sichra. Rashi Mechitzas Anoshim Mishar Ir Ad Beis Akvoros. Sorry, Mokim Shasef to Meis Hashem. A little different, he says. If you have a row of people from the entrance of the city all the way down to the Beis Akvoros. Rav Shesh Yisrael, no, a different amount. The same way Hashem gave the Torah, that's the way it's taken away. In other words, in the Shem of a person is like I say, the Torah. So just like when Hashem gave the Torah in Hasinai, man is sinosa b'shishim ribuya, just like when Hashem gave the Torah in Hasinai, there were 600,000 Jews there, is after tilosa b'samach ribuya. Who are then? What's called the Levaya that has enough people that don't need you there? If there are 600,000 Jews there, then you don't have to go to Levaya. Because the man is less than that, you should go to Levaya. And Hani Mili, when do we say this that you need so much? Tikori, Fitani, somebody that learned Chumash, learned Mishnayis. Avalaman Damasni, somebody that learned Gemara, learned to other people, less Lashir. Then there's no Shir. Even if there's more than 600,000 Jews there, still there's no Shir to how much covet should be given to him. You're supposed to stop your learning and go to his Levaya.
All right, turnover. All right, turnover.
Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Boyu Urei, come and see. Kamo Chaviven Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How dear Klai Yisrael is in front of Hashem. Shebuchol Mokem Shegolu, any place that Klai Yisrael went into Golus to exile, Shechini Moim, the Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, follow them. Whatever the Shechina means, a certain musig of the Shechina followed them. Golol Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael went into Golus to Mitzrayim, Shechini Moim, Hashem was with them. Not Stam Hashem, it means the Shechina. Certain middle of the Shechina. Shneim the Pesuk says, HaNiglo Nigleisi LeBeis Avicha VeYosef Mitzrayim. I appeared to them in Mitzrayim, I was there, my Shechina was there with them. Golol LeBavel, then Hashem made an exile into Bavel after the Churban of Beis Hamikdas Harishon. They went into Golos Bavel, Shechina Moim, the Shechina was with them. Shneim the Pesuk says, LeManchem Shalachti Bavolo. That Hashem was also sent to Bavel. The Shechina was also there. Then Vavki Shein Asidim Ligoyel, even when the Mitzvah Shem Mimoysa Mashiach, when the Mashiach will come, the Shechina Vayta will be with them then. Shinem the Pesach says, V'shov Hashem Hashem Lakecha Eshvuscha, that Hashem will return us. V'heishiv lo nemer ele v'sheif, not Stam Hashem will return us, but Hashem will return. Malamit Shakarish Baruch Hu Sheif Imohim, Nidein HaGolius, that Hakarish Baruch Hu is living with us and in the Golius. And if it comes to the Golus, the Mitzvah Mashiach, Hashem will also come back into Eretz Yisrael with the Mashiach. Moshe says, "Bevovel hecha." In Bovel, though, where was the shchin in Bovel? Omer Abaya bevei kenishta the hutzol. In this shul in hutzol, or bevei kenishta the shaf Yosef. In the basic nesses of this place called the shaf, they moved the Yosef. They sat like a movable shul. The name of the shul. Thrashing the shav Yosef, ubono Yechonya. Yechonya built the shul. V'sayota miavonim ve'eperm sheviu imon megalusim. Lakayim ashnei makirotz avodechas avonel. In this shul, the Shechina was there. The Nadoi, if this shul was in Nadoi, that's where the Shechina was. Now, v'loy teima hocha v'ocha, don't think the Shechina was in both places, in Nadoi and in Hutzel. El zim nin hocha, zim nin hocha. The Shechina was either one of the two. Sometimes in the Beit Knishto, the Hutzel, and sometimes in the Beit Knishto, the Shafi Yosef. Omer Abaye said, tastefully, it should be good to me, v'chima chikno, Parsa, whenever I was a mile or past away from one of these two shuls, I lino matlino hasam. I used to go in there and daven there. It's a big schus to daven in one of these two shuls. That's the place where the Shechina is. It's a big schus to be there. Avua de Shmuel, the Levi, have a yasve bechenishto de shaf. They were both sitting in this shul, the shaf, the yosef, where the Shechina was. Binadoi yinadoi. It's also Shechina. When they were sitting there, the Shechina came into the shul. So Shoma Kirl Riksha, they themselves, these tzaddikim, heard a curl of tumul going on. Is come of an afkul, they got up and ran out. And they understood that their madrega, that's the Shechina coming in. Whatever that means, the Shechina was coming in. So they ran out. Rav Sheshes said, V'yosef v'kanishta the shaf, v'yosef. What's happened, Rav Sheshes? He was also sitting in the shul. V'nadoy y'nadoy. Asked the Shechina, and again the Shechina came into the shul when Rosh Hashanah was there. Of B'loi Nofak, he didn't go away, he still stood there. Is also Malchai Ashoris. The Malchai Ashoris came to Rosh Hashanah and started to scare him. O Malafonah, so Rosh Hashanah said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Olav Rishayna Lolav, Mi Nitzchim Lefnei Mi. Like, what did I do wrong? I'm an olive. I'm taking, somebody embarrasses you. You take the embarrassment. I have a needle like I'm mechel everybody. So who should be pushed away? Is Omelus, Hashem told that to Malchi Ashoris, Shafku, leave him alone. Don't bother Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was tagging, nor heavy. He was a blind person, Rosh Hashanah, like he... Right. We have lost the Roma, right. Pasuk says in Yecheskel, for ehi lohem lemikdishmat. Shem says, like, it will be like a small base of Migdish. What does that mean? What's called a small base of Migdish? Is Omar Rabbi Yitzchok. Eilu bote kenesiyo so bote midrosha shemabovol. These are our shuls, our base of Medrash. They're called the base of Migdishmat. And Kamat, the same way you have to be noy kedusha in the base of Migdish, the same way you have to be noy kedusha in shul in the base of Medrash. We have Lezum, Lezum says, their base Rabbeinu, Shil Bovel. This is the house where our Rabbeinu, the Rav of Bovel, Rebbe, lived. That's called a Mikdishmat. Dorash Rav, my dichsil, what does the Pasuk say, Hashem Mo'in, Ato Yisalonu, that Hashem, your great place, was with us, Eilu Botek Nesios Abot Medroshes. That's called the place where Hashem lives. Hashem Mo'in, Hashem Palace is in the basic Nesos, the base of Medrash. Omer Abayas, Abayas said, Meresh at the beginning, have the Geristim Bebeisoi. I used to learn Torah in my house. O Matzlina, Bebote Knishta, and I used to go Davin in Shul. O Vekivan, the Shamit, Loho, the Koma, David. But then when I heard what David HaMelech said, that Hashem, Ahavti, Moin, Beserach, Hashem, you love the place that you live, which means Hashem loves the basic Knesses, have the Geristim Bebei Knishta. I also used to learn Torah in Shul also. Kedai to learn Torah in Shul, that's the place where Hashem is. Hashem is there, so it's Kedai to learn Torah in the base of Knesset or in the base of Medrash. Tanya, Rav Lezra Kaparoimer, Asidin Bote Kinesiyo Sabote Midrosha Shemabovol Sheyikvol Beretz Yisrael. And Mr. Hashem, when Mashiach comes, he'll uproot all our Bote Kinesiyos here and Bote Midrashas, even here in America, Mastama, and he'll take it over to Eretz Yisrael. As all the Bote Midrash will end up in Eretz Yisrael. Shenem and Apostolic says, Ki ketover b'horim, like Tover was a big mountain, or Karmel b'yam, and like Karmel was in the yam, Yovi there will come. So So now, Tovor and Karma were two big mountains. And Mashmah, the Medrash says that when it came by Har Sinai, by Kabbalah Satorah, they came to Har Sinai. And because that, the Pasuk says, Yovoi, Yelim et Hashem, be brought to Eretz Yisrael. So it's a Kal V'Choyma. V'Aloi Dvorim Kal V'Choyma. Oma Tovor v'Karma, these two mountains. Shalai Boel l'Fishor. Lilmai Torah, they only came to Har Sinai. Just b'shas Hashem gave the Torah in Har Sinai, Nikvoy in Eretz Yisrael, they're eventually going to be put down in Eretz Yisrael. Is Bote Knesiyos, Bote Midrashos, Shekorin or Mabitzin Ben Torah, our Bote Midrashos, Bote Knesiyos, that people, like I say, they're learning a lot of Torah there, is Alachas Kama Bekama, that Avada Hashem and Mitzashem when Mashiach comes, will be Oikir, our Bote Knesiyos, to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. And this is the way the Mashiach explains all the famous Quran Brachas, that the Gemara says Rabbi Yechanan was always astonished when he saw a Saba in Vavol. So Rabbi Yechanan once saw an old man in Vavol. So he's astonished. He says, Tumua. The Pasuk says, Laman yibu yimechim yimevenechim ala adama. The Pasuk says, who's going to have an arichas yomim? Someone that lives ala adama in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yechanan saw an older person in Vavol. He wondered, how could he be old in Vavol? So they answered back, they said, he used to get up early in the morning to go to shul, and he used to leave shul late at night. That's what they answered him back. So Mepharshim all asked, but what's the teretz? Kafarat, the Pasuk says, you can have an arichas yomim in Eretz Yisrael al adama, not in chutz loretz. So why do I care if this person used to get up and go to, and stay late in shul, but still he was in Bavel? So how come he lived long? So Mashur says, Machmasawa Gemara. So here the Gemara says, Reb Lezer Kappa says that the Bote Knesiyos of Bavel will be uprooted and go into Eretz Yisrael. The pshat is that right now we have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the Bote Knesiyos. So therefore you have a person living in America, but he's in shul a lot, it's like he's living in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Pasuk L'man Yibu Yemechem could apply and this person, because he was in shul a lot. By being in shul a lot, it's named you're being like in Eretz Yisrael. Because right now our shuls also have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael of this Gemara. Since it's Asid and Lesaker, it will be taken into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Mashiach, right now also it has a certain amount of Kedusha. Dorash Bakapora. My decision, what does the Pasuk say? Loma Turatstun Horim. Like, what are you feeling bad? Why are you Horim are feeling so bad? Gavnunim. So what are you feeling so bad about? Yotze Baskov Yarmulhem. Loma Tirtsu Din. In Sinai Kulchem, Bali Mumumatem. Like all other mountains, what are you feeling bad? Keneged Sinai, Keneged HaSinai, you're all Bali Mumum. Now, as the other mountains all felt bad, how come the Torah wasn't giving on us? So like Hashem is saying back to them, what are you all feeling bad for? You're all called Bali Mumum Keneged Sinai, Eitzel Sinai. Ksiv Hocha Gavnunim, Ksiv Hosim, Oy Gavan Oy Dak. That means you all have a Bali Mum. What's the Mum? Omer Ravashi Shmamina, Haiman Diyoye Bal Mumu. Whoever has Gaiva act like a big shot is a Balmum. So all the other Horim, since they were so big after Gaiva, they wanted the Torah to be by them, they had a shame Balmum. Only Har Sinai, the smallest mountain, that's the one Hashem picked to give the Torah. Vaitei, noise and noise kapandri. You can't make a shul a shortcut. You can't go through the shul just for a shortcut. My kapandri, what does that mean? On a rova, kapandri kishmo, like its name. My kishmo, what does it mean, like its name? Kamandi yoma adamakifa adre. Instead of going around the corner, I'll go through shul. Like here, you're in the alleyway, you want to go to Beverly. Instead of walking around the corner, let me go straight through the shul. So that's your purpose, is also to make a shortcut out of the shul. Yes. Alabaha, instead of going around the corner, let me go through here. Omer Abavua. But imhoya shvil mikara, if it used to be a path at the beginning, mutter, then through the path, over the path, they build a shul, then you still let it go through. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, ha nichnas amanash le lasos kapandria, mutter lasos kapandria. Let's look here, you come into shul amanash to daven, you come in through the alleyway. Now once you're inside already, you're allowed to go out this door to Beverly. Like once you're in the shul already, you're allowed to make a shortcut go the other way. You don't badask, you have to go all the way around. It's only not covered just to go straight through the shul. But if you come in for a purpose, once you're there already, you can go out the shortest way. The Yom Rebechel, Yom Rebhuna, HaNichnas the basic Knesset L'Spalom, if you go into shul to Davin, right to Mutlas Osuk Apandria. When you go out, you can make a shortcut, go out the short way. Because you didn't go in for that purpose. So Melon is no Bizoyin for the basic Knesset. Shinem and Apostle says, Uboboy im Oretz, when they came to the regal, it said the people used to come in on the Tzofa north side, used to go down the south side. So you see, they didn't go out the same Shabbat came. In other words, they made a shortcut through the Beis Hamikdash. They went into the Beis Hamikdash of the Shtachar Bois to bring Kabonis to be able to regal. But once they're inside, they're allowed to go out the shortcut the other way. If after the shul was chorach, then reeds asavim grow up, you shouldn't pluck them out, let them stay there, that people should feel bad. Look what we're missing. For the more of our time, you will learn, ain't turlish, O Michael. Just you're not allowed to pluck it out, give it to the animals to eat. But you're allowed to pluck out the grass and leave it there. That what our Mishnah says means the same way. Turlish or Michael Tanan. That our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to pluck out the grass, that's only if you have in mind to give it to the animals. That's a big bizoyin. But if you just have in mind to pick him up and drop it, they leave it there, that's muta. Tana Rabbanan. Beis HaKvaris also has a loch in Noyga ben Kalas Rosh. You can't be Noyga Kalas Rosh by Beis HaKvaris. Chveis is the Mason are there. You can't be Noyga Rosh. You can't stand be Noyga Kalas Rosh in front of the Mason. Ein Marim Behen Behema. You can't let your animals pasture there in the Beis HaKvaris. V'ei Malichin Behem Amasamayim. You can't let a stream of water go through it. V'ei Malachtim Behem Asavim. You're not allowed to pick up, pluck up grass there. If you did pick up the grass there, sarfim bimkaimim. You should burn it in the place. If you picked out the grass from the base of Kvaris, you should burn it there. Why? Mifnei kovod mesim. Mishum giving respect back to the mesim. Fretikmara, hi. What do you mean to give kovod a mesim? In which case? Eli must say, you want to say it's the last case. Kivet she sarfim bimkaimim, my kovod mesim. What kind of kovod a mesim is that? What happened here? You're in the base of Kvaris and you picked out the grass. Now that you did already, it's covered to burn it. There's no cover to mace to burn it there. It means the first part. That of the chla, when you go through the basic forest, you shouldn't pick out the grass, or you shouldn't let the yamasamayim, all these things, is all mishum covered mason. But that if you plucked it out, you should burn it, that's not mishum covered mason. Watch this, it goes back on the reshum, mishum kvoidim min shom mason, ain noigibim kalas rosh koin. You shouldn't be noig stam, or stam having pleasure there, kalas rush. You have to be noig with kvedis of Europe from the mukam. But the last thing to burn it, that's not this reason. His why is first to burn it, that doesn't say. The stam of mikvah is also b'hano. Lachar is the base of kvaras is also b'hano. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. From the end of you plucked out the grass is also b'hano. The stam, that's why you're supposed to burn it. But not nishum kavod ha-meis. There's no kavod ha-meis in burning it there. Right. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar came out on Shabbos, the locher is Kurim B'Pasha Shkolim. On this Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, you read Pasha Shkolim. Mashenkein Chal Lias B'Techa Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar comes down in the middle of the week. Magdimim L'Shover. Then you read Pasha Shkolim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. We'll soon see the Gemara why. Umasikin L'Shabbos Acheres. Then the next Shabbos, the first Shabbos of Adar, you leave blank. No special after. Beshniya, then the second Shabbos in Adar is Zohar, is Pasha Zohar. Beshlisha, that's after Purim already, Paraduma. Berevia, HaKadosh Hazeh Lechem. Then the week right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's what the Shabbos before, you say HaKadosh Hazeh Lechem, as Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Bechamishis, after Chodesh Nisan, is Bechamishis, Chosun Lekasidron. Then you read the regular master, the regular Torah, then no more special Pashis. L'chol Masikim, the Rosh Chodeshim. Any time Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, you read a special Torah, you don't read the regular Torah, the regular master, you're Masik. Rosh L'chol Masikim means V'likra is Binyan Ayoyim, the current Binyan Moyet. Instead of reading the regular master, the regular Torah, when it comes Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you read special, L'kovet Rosh Chodesh. Who are being the Chanukah of a Purim, who read special of covered Chanukah, covered Purim, the tiniest of a Mamodos of Yom Kippurim. When these things come out on Shabbos, you read special in Yonim. Rashi says, the current by my Sabreshis, Kutona Lakamah Masnitsin. By the Mamodos, we read my Sabreshis. But on these in Yonim, we read different Pashas than we normally would read on Shabbos. Tanan awesome. We learned before, we had it in Mishnah Shkolim, we had this, that the Echod B'Yadar, the first day of Chodesh Adar, Mashmiyam Alashkolim. That means Bezdin goes around, Rashi says, Bachrozes Bezdin. Bezdin gives out the announcement to tell people, start to get ready to give the Machsa Shekel. There's a mitzvah to give the Machsa Shekel, like we'll soon see, the money should be in the Beis HaMikdash before Chodesh Nisan.